In his quest to become the world's smartest person, Esquire magazine writer A.J. Jacobs is attempting to read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. Notice he's not listening to this program, except maybe when he's on it. We last caught up with him at the beginning of last month. Mr. Jacobs had made it through the letter O. Now, about 6 weeks later, he's progressed all the way through the letter P. A.J. Jacobs joins us from New York. So has there just been a lot of P's to go through?
P is a tough letter. It's no S, but, you know, it's just a significant letter.
Let's get to a couple of tidbits. Both Poe and Proust, two prominent writers, are among the P's. You've got some interesting facts about them.
Well, yes. Edgar Allan Poe married his cousin, who is all of 13 years old. So I thought that was nice. That seems to be a theme throughout history, is people marrying their cousins. Charles Darwin married his cousin, but not before...
I think you're ignoring the lead that she was 13 years old. I mean, this was years before Jerry Lee Lewis. Yes.
And, well, Aristotle waited until his wife was 18, so he seems pretty reasonable by comparison. But that he had a philosophical theory that all men should be 37 when they marry and all women should be 18.
And Proust, it wasn't a Madeleine into which he bit, right?
Yes, this, you know, the remembrance of things past, all of his memories were sparked by a Madeleine, but it was based on a real-life incident in Proust's life, and it was actually something called a Rusk biscuit, which is, I looked it up, it's a Zwieback cracker, apparently.
Yeah, it's like Melba toast or something.
Yeah, so he did a little Jason Blair on us, changed the facts.
Performance art is under P, and you found a particularly interesting performance artist.
Yes, I think he's my my favorite artist I've read about in the encyclopedia. He was a German avant-garde performance artist named Joseph Beuys. His artwork was called How to Explain Pictures to a Dead Hare, and he covered his head with honey and gold leaf, wore one shoe soled with felt and one shoe with iron, and walked through an art gallery for 2 hours quietly explaining the art to a dead rabbit that he carried.
It sounds like a basic All Things Considered piece, I must tell you. Patchbox? I'd never heard of these.
Yes. I mean, I think I knew that the French would put beauty marks and moles on their faces, but this was where they kept their moles. And I didn't know about all the variety, that you could get a mole in the shape of a star or a crescent or an animal or an insect. So apparently is quite attractive to have a big black spider on your face. I mean, who wouldn't like that?
Mm. Look, I hate to say it, but some low minds will hear that we're discussing the contents of the encyclopedia with the letter P, and their minds are just going to be on one thing. And I'm not going to give them the decency of repeating the word, but let me put it this way. The item in question goes backwards on a marsupial?
It does go backwards, and on a wild boar, it's in the shape of a corkscrew. And in some animals, namely the bandicoot, has two of them. So double your pleasure.
AJ, do you mind me asking? I'm just guessing, when you were through the A's and B's and even C's, people were saying, oh, what an interesting guy. Let's go over and talk to him. But now that you're up at the P's, are people getting just a little tired of it?
Well, take my wife, for instance. She is fining me now $1 per irrelevant fact. So I'm dishing her about $4 or $5 per day.
AJ, nice talking to you again.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott.
Encyclopedia man AJ Jacobs. And for more on his quest to become the world's smartest human being, you can go to our website, npr.org.